like in much of the rest of the world, the political liberation has not been followed by social justice or economic justice. In the South African context, you had a very unequal system in which class and race were completely intertwined, and the tremendous inequalities that were created as a result of that, and then you layered over that a reconnection to the global capitalist system in which inequalities were being driven wider across the globe. So I think the answer to that is it's a project in process, and there's a very real and sometimes quite vibrant and even violent fight to remind people who are running the country that the promises of 1994 have not been fulfilled yet.
For most ordinary South Africans, did you find or do you find they are disappointed, and where, in economics or governance?
Well, I think the primary dissatisfaction, as we have seen in the widespread wildcat strikes in the mines, have to do with economic conditions. I think that, you know, a tremendous amount of energy was released in the early 90s when South Africa became a one-person, one-vote democracy for the first time. I think the kind of frustration you hear on the streets and among young people, particularly in working class and poor communities, is, you know, is the ANC in office but not in power? And what that standard phrase means, of course, is that there hasn't been enough change in terms of distribution of wealth, that control of the main economic levers, ownership of a vast proportion of the wealth, is still well held in minority hands, in the hands of minority whites.
As you said, South Africa is a work in progress. So in the area of governance, do you find also this country is a work in progress?
Certainly. It's a good question, and I think you've got it exactly right. It's a work in progress, and that means that there's a lot of contention at each level, including at the top. I do think that if you turn your mind backwards to 2007, the last time the top leadership of the ruling party was up for grabs, that there was a tremendous amount of dissension and some questions being raised about whether the president, then Thabo Mbeki, would continue as president of the party. I think you see the exact same kinds of questions being raised now about the leadership of President Zuma. And certainly it looks as though there is unfolding at the moment an effort to replace him with his deputy president. So in some ways, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The structure of the current challenge to Zuma seems to be very similar, with people in the Youth League and elsewhere within party structures saying they might prefer the deputy over the current president.